There was a way to stop the candidacy, then he's probably in trouble. But if there's no way to stop him from competing in the election, all the things that they do to him will just give him more votes, right?
That seems to be happening.
Yes, I mean, either you stop the candidacy or you let him be, but just, you know, hitting him with, you're just getting him, you're making the greatest campaign ever. I mean,
do you think they know that?
Some of them, some of them do, but of course the ones that don't, or they think that, you know, that's the problem with endogamous groups, right? Because they all, like, you know, yeah, we're so great, yeah, let's do it. And, you know, they're making a huge mistake.
That is the amazing, the great, the wonderful president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, dropping truth bombs in his recent interview with Tucker Carlson. Remember, Bukele just won re-election with 85% of the vote. This guy knows what he's doing when it comes to politics, and he's saying it bluntly. Either you take him out or you leave him alone. You either get rid of Trump entirely, or you don't touch him. But whatever you do, you don't do what you've been doing. You don't harass him. You don't persecute him. You don't oppress him. You don't just stigmatize him or afflict him. That will backfire. And that is exactly what we're seeing happening right now, right before our very eyes. Gang, more and more pundits are openly admitting that the lawfare has officially backfired on bumbling Biden and the Democrats. We've got now one leftist coming out and admitting that Trump has already won. He's already won November. Wait until you see the reason he's giving for that. You're going to love it. And a former FBI director is worried that he's going to get arrested once Trump wins. Yeah, duh. Gang, as you know, we look out for each other on this channel. Your safety and your security are our number one priority. So if you haven't secured the deed to your home as of yet, you need to click on that link below right now and protect yourself and your loved ones. I was absolutely shocked when I found out how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but actually change it. The deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that all our deeds are now online, and criminals are free to find your deed, forge your signature, refile as the new homeowner, take out tons of loans using your home's equity, and then they stick you with all the debt. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're simply amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected 24/7. Click on that link below right now. Use promo code TurleyTalks. And all you got to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. It's a $100 value, absolutely, totally free with my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret you didn't do something about it when you could have. Do what I've done. Do what countless patriots have done. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today. It has now officially been 1 week since that travesty in Manhattan. That venomous, vile, vindictive verdict that convicted President Trump of a crime that doesn't even exist. It has now been 1 week of the legacy media gleefully, exuberantly, exultantly declaring President Trump a convicted felon. Now, keep in mind, these people, these legacy media hacks, who are unanimously declaring Trump a convicted felon, are the very same people who refuse to utter the words illegal alien. The very people who are jubilantly rejoicing in calling Trump a convicted felon are the exact same ones who would never even think of uttering the words illegal migrant. After 1 week, 7 solid days of the legacy media framing Trump as a convicted felon, the dust from the fallout of the verdict has fully cleared. It is dissipated. And we are now in a position to survey the irrecoverable political damage that Trump was supposed to suffer as a result. Remember, we were told for months, if Trump becomes a convicted felon, that's it. This election is over. His support will drop. It'll implode. We have all the polls to prove it. Will you vote for President Trump? Yes. 47 to 43, Trump beating Biden by 4. Even if he's a convicted felon, oh no, I would never do that. Now it's suddenly Biden 50, Trump 12. That's what George Stephanopoulos was gleefully prognosticating for months. Trump, a convicted felon, will end his campaign and destroy the Republican Party. So here we go. The dust is cleared. 7 days in. Here's what we got. Here's the damage. Ready? Decision desk. National polling average across the board. Donald Trump leads Joe Biden 41 to 39, the same beef as before the verdict. Real Clear Politics. National polling average across the board. Head to head, Donald Trump today leads Joe Biden 46 to 45. But in a five-way race, Trump pulls ahead by 6, 44 to 38, virtually the same as before the verdict. Project 538, national polling average across the board, head to head. Donald Trump leads Biden 41 to 39, virtually unchanged from before the verdict. Swing state polling averages, as you see there. In North Carolina, today, average, Trump is up 7. Nevada, Trump is up 6. Georgia, Trump is up 5. Arizona, Trump is up 5. Pennsylvania, Trump is up 2. In Wisconsin, Trump is up 1. Michigan, Trump is up by 1. And the poly markets, which are the betting odds on who's going to win 2024, poly markets has Trump up over Biden by 19, the biggest lead he has ever had. More than that, we now have the latest Fox poll. Fox polls are notoriously bad for Trump for whatever reason. We can get into that. I have my opinion on that. We have the latest Fox poll, and not only is it showing Trump leading in every single swing state that they polled, Arizona, Nevada. I don't know why they put in Florida there. Florida's not a swing state. Florida's absolutely deep red at this point. Miami-Dade is going Trump. Let's put it that way. There's no way Biden. Regardless, not only that, but now it is officially the second poll in a row that shows a tie between Biden and Trump in the blue state of Virginia, a state that Biden won by 10 points back in 2020. It represents a 13-point swing over to Trump. Oh, yeah, and I almost forgot. Since the verdict, Trump has raised nearly $500 million. That's billion with a B. $500 million in 7 days. The dust from the verdict fallout has cleared. And more pundits are now openly admitting that not only has this weaponized lawfare not hurt Donald Trump, not only has he sustained the biggest and most corrupt political blow in the history of our nation without effect, they are now admitting it's all officially backfiring on Biden and the demonic Dems. And it's backfiring big time. The latest tip poll, the TIPP poll that surveyed voters in the days immediately following the verdict, actually found Trump gained a point in the court of public opinion. Trump's support actually went up. In their own survey, the New York Times has had to admit that based on their extensive survey of 2,000 voters, the verdict did nothing to move the needle one way or the other. If you hated Trump before the verdict, you still hated him. If you loved Trump before the verdict, you still loved him. If you're somewhat undecided, you're still undecided. The verdict did not sway a single voter one way or the other from Trump. In fact, the situation is actually even worse. Now we have the leftist pundit Mark Halperin basically admitting Trump has already won 2024. Unfortunately, the article itself is behind a paywall here, but it is a fascinating argument, and it goes beyond the observation that wherever the polls are in early June, 9 times out of 10, that's the election. Do you know, you guys know that? That's the result in November. I don't know if you knew. In virtually every election, wherever the polls are in June, wherever we are right now, it's actually technically late May, but wherever we are in early June, that's a relatively accurate forecast, a relatively accurate indicator of where the results are going to be in November. That's why the Democrats are freaking out. That's why they are absolutely freaking out. Now, of course, there are exceptions. 2016 was an exception. Hillary was beating Trump. He ended up winning. 1988 was an exception. Dukakis was ahead of Bush senior. But again, they were exceptions. The general rule is that wherever polls are in late May and early June, that's a relatively accurate predictor for who will win in November. Nobody knew, by the way, who Dukakis was back in June of 1988. They found out with him, those, you know, with the Willie Horton ad and him in that stupid little tank. Remember, with his little head bobbing out of the tank commercial that the Bush campaign just bombarded him with. People were still trying to figure out Trump back in 2016. This is a totally different election. Everybody knows who Trump is. Everybody knows who Biden is. Everybody knows. Everybody's got an opinion. And when the dust clears, Trump comes out on top. People overwhelmingly believe Trump was the better president and they want him back. It's that simple. And this Halperin article actually argues in the end that Biden is his own undoing. It's not that the verdict has simply backfired. It's that the Trump campaign has been successful in zeroing in on Biden's Achilles heel and making that the key reference point of this campaign, and it is destroying the Democrats. Halperin is arguing, this is very interesting, Halperin is arguing that Trump has already won precisely because the Trump campaign has successfully made Biden's age and senility the number one issue of this campaign. Now, we predicted this. Remember, if you're a regular to this channel, we've been predicting this for months now. Joe Biden's age and senility were going to be the number one issue this campaign precisely because it is his Achilles heel. And it's an Achilles heel that the legacy media is doing absolutely everything they can possibly do to try to hide it from you. And they're failing miserably. And it's ultimately, therefore, what's going to sink Biden. Now, I'm sure you guys all saw those horrific scenes from Biden in Normandy yesterday to mark D-Day. I mean, they're calling it poopy pants. That's what was trending. It looks like he's pooping in his pants, right? All day yesterday. Biden dropping Biden just dropped the first bomb on Normandy at 80 years. I think that's another one of what Babylon Bee said. He obviously didn't know where he was. He didn't know what he was doing. I mean, Jill had to lead him by the hand off stage. You can tell she's always a little bit ahead. He's just trying to keep up in that shoe shuffle of his. His cognitive decline is obviously getting worse. I mean, just compare where he was in 2020. He was bad in 2020, but now, I mean, my heavens. This week, we had the bombshell report from a major legacy media outlet, the Wall Street Journal, no fan of Donald Trump, exposing even more troubling concerns about Biden behind closed doors that frankly just threatens to implode his entire campaign. As it turns out, and as the report details, his public brain breaks and his cognitive confusion are even worse behind the scenes. Aides and lawmakers speaking anonymously, obviously, have confirmed that they are deeply concerned that Biden's cognitive decline is actually getting dangerous at this point, which, of course, blows apart the White House's claim that somehow Biden is different behind the scenes. Yeah, I know he bumbles in front of the cameras and, you know, so forth, but he's as sharp as a tack behind the scenes. When all is said and done, according to the report, it's worse. Behind the scenes, he's even worse. The drugs have worn off. And it's not a pretty picture. And members of the legacy media know exactly what's going on here. And they are utterly freaking out over this. They know if this becomes the number one issue of this campaign, Biden is done. He is done. Here is MSNBC's resident lunatic, Joe Scarborough, having a complete temper tantrum over this report. Check it out.
But Mike, it's not that complicated. It's just not, you know, we don't have to talk.
Look at who they quote.
We don't have to talk to anybody, Richard, but the person they quote, Kevin McCarthy. Who is the source? Again, Kevin McCarthy, who is on a sort of PR tour right now to clean up the fact, and Politico's written a story about this, the fact that he lies.
He lies.
The fact that he bounces back and forth. He's trying to go on basically a PR tour. But we don't have to ask world leaders, but please feel free to jump in. Let's just talk to the guy that was the source of this story and quote it. McCarthy mocked Biden's age and mental acuity in public while privately telling allies in private he found the president to be sharp and substantive. He called him very professional, very smart, very tough. And this same meeting, again, that the Wall Street Journal is basing this story on Kevin McCarthy's lies.
You're a tough guy.
Kevin McCarthy's lies, which it's in the press. There is a mountain of quotes from Kevin McCarthy and people around Kevin McCarthy saying that Biden is sharp. He's mentally sharp. Privately. So go ahead, talk about what I talked about, talking to world leaders, talking to, but again, it's just not complicated.
No, it's
they
not.
They went to a guy who has admitted that he lies in public and that privately, Biden is very sharp.
This is hilarious. Kevin McCarthy is an admitted liar. He's an admitted liar. So we can't trust anything he said. We could just dismiss this whole Wall Street Journal article report because McCarthy is an admitted liar. Yeah, hey, Joe, you mean like Michael freaking Cohen? You mean like Michael freaking Cohen, who a federal judge declared a serial perjurer? We should throw out his entire testimony because he's an admitted liar, right? You now readily agree that conviction against Trump, just like this Wall Street Journal article, is a bunch of bunk, right? It's no more valid because they're all admitted liars, right? And they wonder why nobody watches. They wonder why the Washington Post has lost $80 million in a year and 50% of their audience. They wonder why CNN had to sell their iconic Atlanta building. They wonder why they're dying. They wonder why the legacy media is. Scarborough is having a meltdown there, not because he's concerned about truth or facts or anything like that. He's having a meltdown there because he knows Biden is senile. He knows Biden is in cognitive decline, and he is paid to lie about it. And he's mad, and he knows most media folk, everyone on that stage there, was paid to lie about it. And he thought the Wall Street Journal was paid to lie about it too. And they didn't. They're going somewhere else. And he's freaking out. Look, I've said this over and over again on this channel. If you're regular, you know it. It's almost like it's a broken record. Biden's dementia is his Achilles heel. You got to get that. Make sure you know that politically. It's not the economy, as serious as that is. Not inflation. It's not the southern border. It's not the violent crime epidemic. It's not the threat of nuclear war. It's not the unraveling the world order. It's not, make no mistake, those are all bad enough, no question. But when all is said and done, the underlying subtext to all of that is that the world and the nation are unraveling because Biden's brain is unraveling. The underlying subtext to all of those issues is the painfully obvious degenerative senility that Biden displays for us every day. And the reason why this is his Achilles heel is because all those other issues can reverse themselves. The economy could reverse itself. Border policies could reverse themselves, which, of course, even the Biden administration is desperately trying to convince the American people. I think futilely, but they're trying to convince the American people that Biden is, he's reversing the problem at the border right now as we speak with his executive action. Despite Republican resistance, everything else can reverse itself. Foreign policy can reverse itself. Inflation can reverse itself. Crime can reverse itself. Anything and everything from today to November can reverse itself. It can be rectified, except Biden's age and senility. His age and senility are the only things his campaign and people like Joe Scarborough know not only have no possibility of reversing themselves, but are only going to get worse. They know that. This is Biden's Achilles heel. This is what keeps Joe Scarborough up at night. Scarborough and his fellow Democrat ilk know that voters are not going to reelect someone they believe is not cognitively fit for the job. They know it. They know that voters are not going to vote in somebody with dementia. It's just that simple. And Halperin is basically making the argument that the Trump campaign has effectively made Biden's cognitive incompetence the centerpiece of this campaign. And if it comes down to that, just like I explained, it's over. The election is over. Trump is going to sweep the swing states. It's over. I don't think there's enough shenanigans they could possibly pull off. Trump has already won.